We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right, you're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan, holding it down until 6 p.m. Beautiful Saturday afternoon, October, starting to get a little warmth but a little bit of crispness in the air. It's football time. And that might have to be the most beautiful description I give to you as it relates to New York football here in the tri-state area. New York Jets trying to win a game. New York Giants trying to win a game. I mean, New York Giants are trying to figure out how to score a touchdown. And we're just trying to look at things on the bright side. That's just 2020 in a nutshell. Thank you to everybody who listened to the first hour of the show. You can find me online. It's real simple. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm available at JR Sport Brief. Somebody actually tweeted me not too long ago. It said, JR, I'm listening to you on The Fan. I wonder what you think about the New York Giants. And I tried to be as descriptive as possible. I said they suck. I think right now they're playing awful. And ultimately, I think Gettleman has to go. We'll discuss that. We spent the last hour talking about the Jets and looking at the bright side of what their season is. And I think the bright side is when it will actually end. And I think the New York Giants, they got a little bit more to play for. I think there should be a little bit more reason for optimism throughout their regular season. So to talk about it, to discuss it, to break things down, I had to bring on someone who is very versed on everything New York City and New York football, and that is Ralph Vacchiano of SNY. He's coming through, bringing the information. Ralph, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good to talk to you, my man. What are your thoughts on the football scene here in New York?
It sucks. it's about as bad as it could be. I foolishly had some optimism that there would be competitive football, that, you know, not that either team would be necessarily great, but would be close enough to mediocre that maybe they could fake a playoff chase or something. But it's been atrocious, especially, you know, worse on the Jets side than the Giants. And it feels like both franchises are about to be starting over again.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, let's start off here talking about the Jets. I mean, that's where we spent the majority of our time the last hour, just taking time to look at what you can look forward to. And on the bright side, a lot of what I'm thinking about is not going to come until the offseason. It's not going to come until January to April and beyond of next year. You know, obviously, we do have some particulars. You want to see what Sam Darnold can do with limited weapons to close out the rest of this year when he's healthy. What are some other just week-to-week scenarios that are going to be important to the development of this team?
Well, I mean, nothing that's going to really excite the fans, unfortunately. You know, this offensive line, these five guys are likely to be their offensive line for the next couple of years. So, you know, for the Jets, it's important to see them play better, develop, you know, some kind of chemistry and show some signs that Joe Douglas got it right. You know, it's going to take some time, but I think that they'll be looking at that a lot. I think you can look to young players like LaMichael Perine, who's going to probably, if not start, will get the lion's share of carries this weekend. Rookie receiver Denzel Mims, whenever he does come back and hit the field. But that's really it. That's, the defense is going to probably be completely rebuilt over the next couple of years. So at this point, you're looking at the young players, the offensive line, hoping they show something. You're looking for building blocks, basically. When the Jets are good again in however many years it takes, which are the guys that are here now that, will stick?
Absolutely. We chatted up with Ralph Vacchiano of SNY. When you talk about the Jets and their building blocks, we just had a caller. It's rare right now for you to hear anyone who waves a flag in support of Adam Gase. I mean, even yesterday, to a certain degree, not just blatant, but Greg Williams kind of needling the other side of the football when it comes down to his defense. What is the atmosphere like right now? It seems that whether it's players, whether it's your own coaching staff, everybody has a dart to throw at Adam Gase.
Yeah, it's bleak. That was, I guess, not surprising, but somewhat disappointing that Greg Williams took that veiled shot. He's right. It's, of course, that the offense struggles is contributing to the defense not playing well, but it's not like these guys are playing well anyway. So, when they do get a chance to, get a break and get some rest because the offense could put together a drive, and when they have a chance to make a big play, more often than not, they don't. And I would have rather have seen him just take the blame for that. But you're right. I mean, to me, it does sort of speak to the atmosphere around there, and it's hard to tell because, the media is not in the locker room anymore like we used to be. But you've had players questioning the practice habits. You had, Le'Veon Bell questioning his use by Adam Gase and then get run out of town. You got a coach taking a veiled shot. Honestly, if you look at Adam Gase's press conference, he looks either resigned to his fate or just completely bewildered with what's going on. It looks like a franchise that is, if not falling apart, understanding that it's about to start over.
Yeah, it's bad. Do not ask Adam Gase about his usage of Le'Veon Bell. His answer will pretty much, I don't know, man. I'm just, that's done. I'm waiting on Miami. I'm waiting on Miami. Mm-hmm. If you're tuning into, it's more than frustrating. Tomorrow, I mean, yeah. Joe Flacco is going to be out there on the field. Denzel Mims is still nursing his hamstrings. Becton has been awesome when he's been able to play because of his shoulder, obviously. And now you got to take on a Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I don't think the guy runs around with his Ivy League education looking to hold a vendetta. But things tomorrow probably are not even going to be bright for the Jets. Is there any possibility that you believe Adam Gase will just not get through this entire year?
Will not get through the year? Yeah, I think that's possible. The signals that I get coming out of the Jets organization is that they don't want to make an in-season change. They don't really see the point of it. Sure. They're right. It's not like it gives you a little boost. It's really usually more red meat for the fans. And quite frankly, with no fans in the stands, there's less pressure to do that. But there comes a point where if things are so bad, you have to just say, that's it. We can't do this anymore. I think we saw the signs of how it could possibly happen with players starting to speak out, a coach starting to speak out. If it really becomes chaos and guys are not afraid to, rip into him, and I could see them making the change they don't want to make. So every time they lose another game, that becomes more and more likely of a possibility.
Ralph Vacchiano was on the line with us of SNY, and this is the big question that nobody has the answer to. A, where the New York Jets will end up when it comes down to draft position. And then the larger question is, if they have an opportunity at a quarterback, I believe Sam Darnold, he's gotten a raw deal. I mean, there's also instances where he hasn't necessarily helped himself. What are the odds that he is not the quarterback of the New York Jets going forward if they do have a shot at a Lawrence or a Fields?
It's really interesting because evaluating Sam Darnold is hard. in we had Mark Sanchez, another franchise quarterback from the Jets, passed on our digital football show, The Tailgate, that came out on Thursday. And he said, when you watch Darnold, you realize that he's, I think his quote was, he's bringing a knife to a gunfight. And, you know, as explicit as that is, his point is he has no help. He has, you know, the offensive line is struggling. All his weapons are injured. Bell was out. Perriman's out. Mims is out. You know, how do you evaluate a quarterback when there's absolutely nothing around him? So it's almost unfair to Sam Darnold. But the reality is, if they get to that first pick, which, I mean, right now you'd have to call them the favorites, right? The number one pick. They're getting killed in most of these games. Trevor Lawrence, from the scouts I talk to and that everybody talks to, he's one of those once in a partial generation prospects. They talk about him like, you know, there was Elway, there was Peyton Manning, there was Andrew Luck, now there's Trevor Lawrence. If you've got a guy like that, that you really think is just great, and you've seen 3 years of Sam Darnold and it hasn't come together consistently yet, how do you not take Trevor Lawrence? You almost have to do it and see if you can trade Darnold for a second round pick or something like that. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give up on Darnold just to take another guy. I don't know. I don't think people view Justin Fields out of Ohio State as that kind of guy. I don't know that I'd give up Darnold for him. Mm-hmm. But if Lawrence really is that kind of a real deal, or any prospect, you know, that you just believe, wow, this guy is so unbelievable, you have to do it. It's to get that guy is, you know, a changer for your franchise for decades. So, yeah, I think that if the Jets are in that number one pick, I think there's a pretty good chance that the Sam Darnold era comes to an end.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate for him, but it's been a situation out of his control. Ralph Vacchiano's on the line with us. And speaking of Trevor Lawrence, man, right now, Clemson, they are beating the bricks. This is a basketball score. Clemson is beating up on Tech 73-7. They're not even halfway through the fourth quarter yet. Trevor Lawrence mm-hmm. is out of the game. He's thrown for 400 yards. Five touchdowns. He has an interception. I think that puts him to 15 TDs and one INT so far this season. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he's a once-in-a-generation type guy. It's certainly looking like it, Ralph.
If you think that those numbers are good, I believe he has Syracuse coming up in the next couple of weeks, so he might double those the way Syracuse football is playing lately.
Oh, man, it's I'm trying to give people some hope. So we're trying right here, Ralph. We're trying right now. Let's spend some time talking about the Giants. I think that there's a little bit more hope for them this year. Do I expect them to automatically flip things and make the playoffs in a terrible NFC East? No, not at all. But I do feel that there are more bright spots. They do have some more wiggle room, although I am concerned at the conclusion of this season. You know, Gettleman, he's already on a hot seat, no?
He is. And you know, with each loss, his seat gets a little bit hotter. And, you know, they're in another interesting position, because you would think that they're going to change general managers the way this is going, right? And you know, whether Gettleman retires or, you know, it's a forced retirement, they go to someone else. Usually when you change general managers, you're basically starting over. But this team is the starting over. This is, you know, Dave Gettleman's draft picks finally starting to show something. And there are a few guys that are starting to show things. Some of his free agent class, Blake Martinez and yes. James Bradbury, have been fantastic. You know, he's given them the franchise quarter. Yes, they lost Saquon Barkley, and that's a big game changer for them. The offensive line, it's a little bit better. You know, they're starting to put it together as well. So you have to analyze the whole thing for him. And also keep in mind, they have a new coaching staff that had no offseason, no preseason games. You know, they're in week five, so they're really 1 week into what would have been their regular season. And they have been in four of their five games, been competitive, you know, played decent football. They've been entertaining games. They do feel like they're about to put it together. And if they do even just win a handful of games down the stretch, and they start to show signs, you know, they look pretty, now that they've had some time together, they're looking pretty good. That's a harsh judgment on the GM if you have to say, you know what, we're going to start over again with someone else. So they're in a tough spot, but I do think they're showing far more signs of improvement than the Jets have been showing.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Ralph Vacchiano of SNY is on the line with us right now. The New York Giants are going to be taking on the Washington football team. They are a wreck of a franchise within their own right, trying to figure out that quarterback position. We saw Alex Smith last week. They have Kyle Allen. Obviously, Haskins is pretty much seemingly resigned to, you know, his time in Washington potentially being over. Do you look at tomorrow as I know it's crazy to say for a team that's 0-5, but that they have to beat Washington?
I kind of do. I mean, it's not such an alarmist thing that, you know, the coach will be fired or the GM will be fired or their season is lost. Their season's already lost. But, you know, they're in the middle of a stretch where they play five games against this awful NFC East in 6 weeks.
Ugh.
If they want to, they got to show some progress now. Wins count. Joe Judge, if they go 0-16, he's not coming back next year. They're not going to keep him for a second year, no matter how long his contract is. At some point, he's got to prove he can be a winning coach in this league. And it's all teed up now. They got a couple of games against Washington, a couple of games against Philadelphia. Even Dallas was beatable for them, especially now with Dak Prescott out. The next time they play them could be a win. These are the teams they have to beat. And once you do, you know what it's like when you win in any sport. You're confident. Confidence gets built up a little bit. You guys get on a roll. You start to see, hey, all this stuff we're doing in practice and in meetings and whatever, it works. It works. Let's keep it up. If you don't win, it becomes that much harder to buy into a program. So, you know, you want to stop the bleeding as soon as possible. And this stretch of games, and maybe this game in specific tomorrow, is just it's the biggest opportunity the Giants are going to have to stop the ship from sinking.
It definitely is. We know that it won't be easy for the Giants, especially Daniel Jones. He's going to have Chase Young running after him and
yep.
Sweat and Deron Payne. He's going to have a lot of dudes coming for his head. What do you think about the New York Giants and their offensive development? I mean, it seems right now that they cannot score a touchdown. You mentioned Joe Judge, Ralph, and we can look to Carolina and look at Rule and say, wow, well, how about over here? They lost McCaffrey, and they can still keep their ship running, and they got a first-year coach. I guess it's different when you got a veteran quarterback, but that's where a lot of comparisons are coming in right now. Look at what Rule is doing versus Judge.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Rule stepped into a better situation. Just better players around him in general, a franchise that was closer to turning it around, and that matters. I mean, the Giants had been awful for several years and were putting in a lot of new pieces and parts. And then, on top of that, you took Saquon Barkley out. Now, I know they lost McCaffrey. They had a better backup ready to go with McCaffrey, but they also have a better offensive line, better quarterback, better weapons, all those things. Maybe not better. Well, Robbie Anderson's playing great for them, so they could have better weapons. But they had all those things on their side that the Giants don't have. And the Giants right now on offense, it's hard for them to overcome the loss of Saquon, especially when their offensive line is still trying to become something. Because you lose Saquon, they don't really have a backup. They had to go take Devonta Freeman off the street, and he has been okay. It was okay in the last game. Other than that, he's been terrible. They become one-dimensional, and guys tee off on Daniel Jones, and the offensive line can't stop him, and it becomes a mess. And that's the situation they're in right now. I think had Barkley been healthy or had they had a capable backup, things could have looked a lot different for them. Maybe instead of being 0-5, maybe they'd just be 1-4, maybe 2-3. But, you know, their offense would have looked better, especially in the red zone, a few more touchdowns than field goals if they had that kind of guy to keep them, to keep the defense off balance. They just don't.
Yeah, Saquon, he is a game changer. I mean, even his presence out there last year, running around with a bum ankle, that high ankle sprain, you still have to account for this man. Ralph Vacchiano is on the line with us from SNY. This next name that I'm going to say, I'm going to hesitate to even say it. Is there a realistic possibility that Colt McCoy, if Daniel Jones, we know he doesn't have all of the help in the world right now, but is it a possibility that we see Colt McCoy out there on the field if the Giants offense just continues like this? Or is he just resigned to being on the bench?
You know, it's an interesting question. I think at some point in a game, it could get to the point where Jones looks so lost that they bring in a veteran like McCoy to settle things down. I could definitely see that happening. I don't think playing Colt McCoy does the Giants any good for their long-term prospects. You know, every quarterback I've ever known has said, if once you're in, young quarterbacks need to play, to work through whatever it is. Every snap is valuable. What's Daniel Jones going to learn sitting on the bench? You know, last year was a time maybe he could have, but he played the entire time. Watching Colt McCoy play is not going to do anything other than, you know, if things get really bad, he throws four or five interceptions in a game. Maybe it settles him down for a few minutes. But I think they know, I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be their long-term future. He's at least their future now and next year. And, you know, they believe he's their franchise quarterback. You got to let him get experience. It's the only way he's going to get better.
There's no doubt about that. I think there is no Colt McCoy time machine to throw him back to Texas. Right. So I think we need to go ahead and stick with Daniel Jones if you're a fan of the Giants. And it's tough analysis. It really is. What are the best case scenarios here, before I let you go, Ralph, for the Jets and the Giants for this season?
Well, that's a good question. You know, for the Giants, I think the best case scenario is, you know, they go right now, they're really underwater. They can get to the surface, play 500 ball the rest of the way. You would look at that, I think, as progress. You know, you'd look at the season and see, you know, overall they're 6-10 and, you know, 5-11. What good is that? But if the rest of the way they could show most of these games that they're in, a few of them they could get over the top, that would be good, and play competitive football and excite their fan base, give them something to look forward to. That, to me, is the best case scenario. You're not looking at a run to anything once they're 0-5. They just need to put together a few wins and make people happy. For the Jets,
try.
I don't, you don't want to say tank for Trevor, right? Because who wants to do that? But at this point, they're so bad right now. I'd like to say magically they would put it together, you know, but maybe losing out and getting that top pick might be the best thing for them. If not, I tell you what I'd like to see from them, the best case scenario, even if they're going to keep losing games, start losing them 35-32 or something. Show that offense, you know, show me that Sam Darnold can be the guy, because I've always thought he could be, and maybe with some weapons around him, I think he'd be better. But, you know, that to me would be their best case. If you don't want to tank for Trevor, the best case to me is put up some points and let's get to the end of the season where we go, there's no doubt Sam Darnold's the man.
Okay. Shout outs to Ralph Vacchiano for joining us from SNY. You can catch him on the Jets pre and post game show on SNY, along with the new digital show, The Tailgate. Ralph, where can people keep up with you online so they can watch you everywhere?
Well, definitely SNY.TV is a place to go, or you can follow me on Twitter, RVacchianoSNY.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Ralph, for taking the time to hop on. And good luck to these Jets and Giants as they continue on this season, my man.
Thanks, man. Enjoy the games if you can on Sunday.
I most definitely will. Listen, I am trying to find everything that I can enjoy about these games. You just heard from Ralph. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now, 877-337-6666. Yeah, I'm trying my best. I'm working with you folks here. I'm trying to find the bright side for the Jets, for the Giants. New York Jets, a little bit more difficult, but the phone lines are open to you, 877-337-6666. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.